This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, as we're sponsored by the Fisher family, Lenishmas Bas Bas Robert Shalom Ben Avraham Levi Perel Bas Reuven, Lenishmas Dov Ben Chaim Lefuish Shalem Fel Yom Meishem Chai Sar Yaakov Ben Basileya for the Schus of Avraham Yom Benish Ben Malk Yudis and family by Yol Klugman and family Lefuish Shalem for Avigdor Ayyub and Rifka and the Baschai Sar Yitzhak Ben Zhiyam Medush Rifka Bas Shirulea Chana Bas Shashabina Dvar Bas Shashabina Meishmeh Ben Esther Fadal Meh Ben Chai Sar. They should have a Lefuish Shalem of Besech Shar Chayli Yisrael. Now, Maggot Tamei Mace. A person touched a Tamei Mace. So a Tamei Mace is an Avatoma. So the person that touched is a Rishon. Shaya Achalin Umashkin L'Seich Piv. He had liquid and food in his mouth. Now, Hichnis Roshay La'Avara Taner Tar. If he then sticks his head into the oven, so the liquid in his mouth, since he's that liquid, it becomes a rishon, because that's the din derabanan, that the liquid is a rishon, and it could be metame kalim. So therefore, timuhu, the liquid in his mouth, is metame the oven. The tar, somebody that's tar, shayu ochel in a mashkin l'seich piv, that has food and liquid in his mouth, that's tar. V'ichnes reisha la'avar atana, and he puts his head into the airspace of the oven, tame. The food and the liquid becomes tummy. Ve'ichnas reisha la'avara atana tummy nitmu. The food and the liquid becomes tummy. He doesn't become tummy because the keli can't be matami him, but the food and the liquid becomes tummy. Now, ha'ya oichum devela v'yadayim misuavos. He's eating a fig with tummy dicker hands. Now, his hands are stam yadayim asheni. A sheni can't do anything to a fig because there's nothing more than a sheni by chulin. A chulin can't become a shlishi. Ah, but the plot thickens. Hichmis yodoy l'seich piv, he puts his hand into his mouth, litol esetzra, to take out a pebble. So now his hand touches the saliva. Then he brings out the saliva, so his hands that are sheni, that are tamei, makes the saliva into a rishon, and that's metame de devela, remeya metame. Reb Yehuda matar. Reb Yehuda says, since the saliva never left its mouth, it never left its source, it will not become a rishon, it will be not metame. Reb Yaisi says, it depends. Im hafach, if he swirled the saliva around in his mouth so it was already uprooted from its place, then tummy. Then he touches the saliva, it makes it into a rishon, and then when he takes it out, it makes the fig a sheni. If he didn't swirl it, so then tar, it remains tar. Now, hoyapundyan l'seich piv. If he had a coin in his mouth, now the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, never put a coin in your mouth. Coin is something that's the most possible full of germs, because it's passed from so many hands. But the Mishnah says, sometimes a person was so thirsty that he put a coin in his mouth and swirled it around, and that generated saliva. So yapunyan l'seich piv, Reb Yaisi Aimer im l'tzmai, if he did it because of thirst, to generate the saliva, then that saliva, even though it didn't leave the mouth, and gets onto his hand, becomes a rishon, and then if it touches the fig, it's metame the fig. Now, the next Mishnah, the last Mishnah in the eighth perek, wow, amazing. It's talking about a woman that's tame. Let's say she's a nida. And some milk dripped out from her breast. Now, she doesn't want her milk to be wasted. So, isha shenotav chelev midabdea v'nofal avar atame. Some milk fell from her breasts and went into the ear space of the oven. Now, although she doesn't want the milk to go, and it does make a difference. By heksher, it makes a difference if she wants it. But to be metame, the oven is tame. Shamashke metame l'ratzim v'shalei l'ratzim. Liquid is metame whether she wants it or not. And similarly, hoysa garaftu. If she was shoveling out ash from inside the oven, v'hiktza kites, and she gets punctured by a thorn, V'yotzim emen adam, and some blood comes out. Now that blood, her blood is tameh. Or she nichveh, or she burnt her finger, so she brought it to her mouth to cool it off. V'nasme etzibah l'seich piyah, to cool it off, and then went back into the oven, nitma. That liquid is going to be metame the oven because it's a liquid of anida, which is going to be metame the oven. I want to remind you that we will be having a shiur, of course, this week, and we don't have a sponsor yet. 718-916-3100. 718-916-3100. rmmwsi@aol.com. Thank you for joining us. And have a good tevach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.